A Florida appeals court says it will not overturn a judge's order that's blocking a Florida Keys gay couple from getting married. The Miami-based 3rd District Court of Appeal yesterday refused to invalidate a Monroe County judge's decision preventing a wedding for Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones, as well as other gay couples. Circuit Judge Luis Garcia last week ruled that Florida's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional and that marriage licenses could be issued to gays in Monroe County beginning Tuesday. Attorney General Pam Bondi, however, immediately filed notice of appeal, triggering an automatic stay that prevents any gay marriages until a potentially months-long appeals process is sorted out. Garcia then refused to lift that stay. A new poll shows Democrat Charlie Crist's lead over Republican incumbent Rick Scott has narrowed in the race for Florida governor. Margie Menzel has details.
Crist leads Scott by a margin of 45% to 40%, down from a 10-point lead in April, according to the Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday. QPoll's assistant director, Peter Brown, says the poll contains bad news for both men.
What the Quinnipiac poll found was that voters don't like either candidate. They don't think either candidate is honest or trustworthy.
With Scott and his allies already pouring millions of dollars into TV ads, the poll shows that attacks on Crist could be having an effect. Crist is viewed favorably by 40% of voters and unfavorably by 42%. In April, he was viewed favorably by 43% and unfavorably by 36%. Peter Brown.
$13 million worth of TV ads might have something to do with that in terms of voter perception.
Scott's numbers improved slightly, but only 40% of voters said he deserves to be reelected, while 51% said he doesn't. The race is even tighter when Libertarian candidate Adrian Wiley is added to the mix. In a three-way contest, Crist leads with 39%, Scott gets 37%, and Wiley gets 9%. Brown says that's a sign voters could be looking for an alternative amid a campaign dominated by back-and-forth attacks. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
And job creation is already shaping up to be a hot-button issue in Florida during this election year. During the 2014 legislative session, a bill was filed to raise Florida's minimum wage from $7.93 an hour up to $10.10 an hour. Democratic State Representative Cynthia Stafford of Opa-locka is one of the bill's sponsors.
Even though, you know, everyone else is getting a raise at the top, but the ones who help you get those bonuses are not being compensated or being paid anything more. So we're just saying it's an issue of fairness. It's an issue of improving the quality of life for all.
Stafford's bill did not pass this year, but she says she plans to reintroduce it for next year's session. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.